The dead guy's name was Kurt Lemon. What happened was, we crossed a muddy river and marched west into the mountains. And on the third day, we took a break along a trail junction in deep jungle. Right away, Lemon and Rat Kiley started goofing. They didn't understand about the spookiness. They were kids. They just didn't know. A nature hike, they thought, not even a war. So they went off into the shade of some giant trees, quadruple canopy, no sunlight at all, and they were giggling and calling each other Yellow Mother and playing a silly game they'd invented. The game involved smoke grenades, which were harmless unless you did stupid things, and what they did was pull out the pin and stand a few feet apart and play catch under the shade of those huge trees. Whoever chickened out was a Yellow Mother. And if nobody chickened out, the grenade would make a light popping sound, and they'd be covered with smoke, and they'd laugh and dance around, and then do it again. It's all exactly true. It happened to me nearly 20 years ago, and I still remember that trail junction and those giant trees and a soft dripping sound somewhere beyond the trees. I remember the smell of moss. Up in the canopy, there were tiny white blossoms, but no sunlight at all. And I remember the shadows spreading out under the trees where Kurt Lemon and Rat Kiley were playing catch with smoke grenades. Mitchell Sanders sat flipping his yo-yo. Norman Bowker and Kiowa and Dave Jensen were dozing or half-dozing, and all around us were those ragged green mountains. Except for the laughter, things were quiet. At one point, I remember Mitchell Sanders turned and looked at me, not quite nodding, as if to warn me about something, as if he already knew. Then after a while, he rolled up his yo-yo and moved away. It's hard to tell you what happened next. They were just goofing. There was a noise, I suppose, which must have been the detonator, so I glanced behind me and watched Lemon step from the shade into bright sunlight. His face was suddenly brown and shining, a handsome kid, really. Sharp gray eyes, lean and narrow-waisted. And when he died, it was almost beautiful, the way the sunlight came around him and lifted him up and sucked him high into a tree full of moss and vines and white blossoms. In any war story, but especially a true one, it's difficult to separate what happened from what seemed to happen. What seems to happen becomes its own happening and has to be told that way. The angles of vision are skewed. When a booby trap explodes, you close your eyes and duck and float outside yourself. When a guy dies, like Kurt Lemon, you look away and then look back for a moment and then look away again. The pictures get jumbled. You tend to miss a lot. And then afterward, when you go to tell about it, there's always that surreal seemingness which makes the story seem untrue, but which in fact represents the hard and exact truth as it seemed.